With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. This week's talks on ending the war in Ukraine could be the start of something big, so says President Trump. He says some very big things, his words, could come out of the discussions between the U.S. and Ukrainian officials.
We're looking at a lot of things. We have big meetings coming up, as you know, in Saudi Arabia. That's going to include Russia. It'll be Ukraine. We'll see if we can get something done. I'd like to get something done.
While declining to predict a recession, the president says tariffs could lead to short-term economic pain for Americans. In the end, though, he predicts the tariffs will result in huge amounts of money flowing into the U.S. Canada's next prime minister predicts his country will win any trade war with the U.S. Former central banker Mark Carney will become prime minister after the governing Liberal Party elected him its leader was a landslide vote. Also at SRNNews.com, Congress gets back to work this week, working on legislation aimed at averting a looming partial government shutdown.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is looking to schedule a vote tomorrow on the 99-page bill with a view to holding Democrats responsible for a potential partial government shutdown. He'll again need total GOP support to thread the needle. Congress must act by Friday midnight when the current continuing resolution expires. House Republicans unveiled a spending bill Saturday that would keep federal agencies funded through September 30th. President Trump has praised the bill, posting on his Truth Social platform that Republicans have to, quote, remain united, no dissent, unquote. George Williams reporting.
They all survived, all five people on board a small plane that crashed and burned in a parking lot in Manheim Township, Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, yesterday afternoon. The survivors are hospitalized, three transported to a burn center, and the FAA is investigating. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 415. This is SRN News. Another attempt to ban female pastors in the Southern Baptist Convention.
An amendment that would have done just that fell short in a vote in last year's SBC summer convention, but a group of clergymen say they will introduce it again. The amendment would state that the denomination will only affiliate with churches that, quote, affirm, appoint, or employ only men as any kind of pastor or elder as qualified by Scripture. This year's SBC summer gathering is set for June 8th through the 11th and will take place in Dallas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Two public school districts and several parents are suing in Pennsylvania in a bid to end anti-discrimination laws that allow boys to compete against girls in sports. The court action comes amid debate in Pennsylvania and the nation over males invading female athletics, as well as their bathrooms, locker rooms, and changing rooms. If the suit is successful, the Pennsylvania Human Relations Commission would no longer be able to investigate complaints of discrimination involving sexual orientation. SRN News. Well, there has long been talk of a 51st state, much speculation over what it could be. And there's no let-up in that talk and all that speculation.
Some residents in Illinois and Oregon are hoping to ditch their states and join neighboring ones or maybe create entirely new states. Proponents say big liberal cities like Chicago and Portland have all of the political clout that stifles small-town voices. Redrawing state lines would join parts of Illinois with Indiana and connect some of Oregon's borderlands to Idaho. But the U.S. has not had a realignment of boundaries since West Virginia separated from Virginia in the Civil War. Jason Walker reporting.
Air Force fighter jets yesterday intercepted a civilian aircraft flying in the temporarily restricted airspace near President Trump's Florida home. More details, SRNNews.com.